Good evening, everyone. Right, first of all, apologies if there's a lot of background noises. I'm ironing, so you can probably hear the buzz of the iron and the steam and all sorts of wonderful gubbins. I keep getting sucked into these discussions, and I shouldn't do really, but school journeys. I don't know. I figured, maybe wrongly, that most blind people, whether they went to a mainstream school or whether they went to a special school, generally had a good experience. I'm surprised at hearing so many things, but then that's probably, I don't know. Most of the people I have spoken to either went to the same school or were in the same school environment, in terms of run by the same LEA and what have you, that I was. So I grew up in Leicestershire, I went to a nursery special school. So it's one called South Lodge in Leicestershire, and at the age of four, I believe that school, when I was four, that school was closed down. And my parents had made a conscious decision at that point that I should be go to a mainstream school. And from my perspective, that was the best decision they ever made, in terms of my education anyway. Mainly because, I don't know, I think, this is going to sound very weird, I think the concept of a very special school, it teaches you to socialise, but socialise in a very special, particular environment. Now, the school, both primary and secondary schools that I went to, were in the centre of Leicester. Now, Leicester is incredibly multicultural. So, I don't know, there must have been, certainly my secondary school, was over 1,000 people at the school. In a, to be fair, relatively run-down part of Leicester. But there was probably representatives from pretty much every community you could probably find in the UK, I would suggest. And I had a great time at school. But I think the way that the Leicestershire LEA did it sounds different from the way that almost everyone else did it.